Forests are fundamental for ensuring food sovereignty for the world's people. March the 21st, International Day of Forests, Friends of the Earth International and World Rainforest Movement.
You are listening to Real World News.
Plantations are not forests. NGOs demand the Food and Agriculture Organization to open space to redefine forests. Several organizations and social movements will submit a letter to the Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, José Graciano da Silva. In the letter, they ask the UN agency to change its misleading definition of forests. On occasion of the celebration of the International Day of Forests, La Vía Campesina, Friends of the Earth International, Focus on the Global South, and the World Rainforest Movement will send a letter to Graciano da Silva titled Defining Forests by Their True Meaning. The letter reads, quote, FAO's definition as it stands reduces a forest to any area covered by trees, discarding the structural, functional, and biological diversity of non-tree elements that make up a forest, as well as the cultural importance of the interaction between forests and communities. This FAO definition mainly benefits the interests of the timber lobby and the industrial tree plantation companies for pulp, paper, and rubber. The definition fails the at least 300 million women and men worldwide who, according to FAO, directly depend on forests for their livelihoods.
Real World Radio is interviewing Vinnie Overbeek, the coordinator of the World Rainforest Movement. Vinnie, welcome to Real World Radio.
Hello, Jose. Thank you.
Vinny, we know that La Vía Campesina, Friends of the Earth International, focus on the Global South, and the organization that you represent, the World, the Rainforest Movement, WRM, have released a letter to the FAO General Director, José Graciano da Silva, asking him especially for a redefinition of the forest FAO definition. I know I'm repeating a phrase here, but this is the main goal of the letter. Am I wrong what I'm saying, Winnie? What is the main purpose of the letter?
The main purpose of the letter is to ask to the FAO to review its definition of forest. The main definition that the FAO is using now is based on seeing forest as a collection of trees only, and not considering all the other important things that are present in the forest, all the other non-tree elements, and especially also the communities that are part of the forest.
Exactly, Vinny. Looking at the letter, I'm watching the FAO definition, and it says that land with tree crown cover or equivalent stocking level of more than 10% and area of more than 0.5 hectares. The trees should be able to reach a minimum height of 5 meters at maturity in situ. It is a very wide explanation or definition. A lot of things can be inside this definition. Is it okay, Winnie?
Yeah, that is correct. And what is very bad about this definition is that, for example, the large-scale industrial tree plantations of eucalyptus, of acacia, or rubber trees, that we have millions of hectares of these in the world. And that has been a cause of a lot of deforestation of nature forests all over the world. Well, this kind of industrial plantation with only one sort of tree that has nothing to do with what is a forest about is now included as forest in this definition. So this means that the industry that is promoting this kind of plantations, they are very grateful for this forest definition, because now they can say that they are doing reforestation. So this is an enormous support for their projects that is causing a lot of impacts on many indigenous people, many peasant populations all around the global south and also in the north.
Okay, Vinny, also in this letter, the organizations which are signing this are stressing the people who depend on the forest, the peasants, the indigenous, the people who really live in the forest. What can you say from the perspective of the war reinforced movement, which works very closely to those people, in which ways they live, in which ways they live in this kind of ecosystem, but in a very sustainable way? What do they do for a living there?
Well, we can say in the first place from our experience that for these people who directly depend on forest, they see the forest in a very summarized way as their home, as the place where they can have security, where they can get everything what they need to have a good life. We are stressing in the letter also the peasant populations that live in the forest, because often they are seen as a cause of deforestation. But actually, what many populations that live in the forest do for agriculture is a very careful way of doing agriculture, where they can supply their own needs and also produce important food for the local markets. So they help feeding the world and not destroying the forest. And besides agriculture, of course, for food sovereignty of these people and also the people surrounding forest areas, the forest has very much to offer, much, much more than only wood or timber from the trees. It's also important for the populations, but we can talk about food, we can talk about fish, we can talk about all kinds of seeds that offer oils and all kind of benefits that make the forest for them, as I said in the beginning, their home and their basis for living.
Okay, Vini, FAO's State of the World's Forest report continues to spread the myth that deforestation is less of a problem than it was in the past. What do you think about that? Do you really think, Winnie, that deforestation is not a problem in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, for different kinds of monocultural plantations?
No, deforestation is still a big problem. And for a reason that the FAO is... Now it's making a small distinction between the nature forest and what they say is planted forest, but they still call them forest, which are these industrial tree plantations, monoculture plantations I talked about before. And by calling them forest too, the impression that one gets from these reports is that deforestation is getting less. But what is being hidden, what is being not as being said, is that they are counting as forest tens of millions of industrial tree plantations. So in fact, they are giving an idea that if deforestation hasn't been such a problem. But actually, what one can read from these figures is that the industrial tree plantations has grown a lot, and this has been happening often, sacrificing nature forest areas and therefore affecting heavily those populations that were dependent on these forests, and also all the other functions, important functions that these forest areas comply for humanity.
Okay, Vini, you are calling with this public letter, you are calling to FAO to lead a process or to be part of a process in which you can really discuss about with social movements, social organizations, people from different parts of the world, to discuss about another definition of the forest. Why do you think it is important to do this right now, at this moment? Because it is part of a campaign of the World Rainforest Movement that the tree plantations are not forests, which has been existing for several years. Why do you think it's very important now to call the FAO, the FAO, for a new definition of the forest at this moment?
Well, it's so important because deforestation is still going on. It's still a big problem. And the pressure on forest for timber extraction and for other uses, industrial tree plantations, but also mining, big hydro dams, industrial agriculture in general, makes that is very important that forests get protected. And to start with that, we need to define very well what is a forest about, what is the value of a forest. Not doing it in a way, as is a new trend right now, which is, for example, all the RED projects, all the attempts to financialize, to commodify forest, but do it in a way that you give a value to the forest in the way that the people who depend on the forest see it. So that's why we make a call that the FAO has been trying to review a little bit this definition, but has never tried to do it in a way that the voices of the people who depend on forest are being heard. So what we are proposing is to do a review process, but with a very central role, with a very significant participation of all these populations that depend on the forest. And it is our belief that this can be a very important push for the world to recognize the importance of the forest, and that therefore the forest needs to be protected, and start to drive away from this view that forest is just about trees, which are actually very valuable, but are very destructive in any way you try to explore the timber, even all the ways that now is called sustainable. In general, we still see on the ground that all these sustainable forest management based on timber extractions are still very destructive and still very negative for the people who depend on forest. So what we want is getting much more visibility for what is forest really about, what is their real significance, but not in a market-driven way, but in a way how people give value to their forest, how people define their forest and then take it up to, yeah, help. We hope that this all can contribute to a bigger movement, not only of the forest-dependent people, but of many more people and organizations to protect the forest.
Okay, it was Winnie Oberbeek, coordinator of the World Rainforest Movement, talking with G-Hour Radio. Thank you very much, Winnie.
And thank you very much, Jose, and thank also to the radio to give this space to talk about this important issue.
We pay tribute to the forest peoples who have protected the world's forests for all of humanity against the economic interests that destroy them. March the 21st, International Day of Forests, Friends of the Earth International and World Rainforest Movement.